We want to look now at a persistent question that remains unanswered a year into this pandemic. Why do so many people die from COVID-19 in some countries, but not in others? More than 518,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in the U.S., but in India, the recorded deaths have been less than a third of that, even though the population is about four times as large. Similarly, South Africa has been hit hard, but in Nigeria, the recorded deaths have been lower than expected. Dr. and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Siddhartha Mukherjee has been trying to solve the mystery. He's got a piece in this week's New Yorker. Dr. Mukherjee, welcome.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So you spoke with a number of researchers, epidemiologists, who generally expected that death rates would be astronomical in places where a lot of people live in poverty, in close quarters, with poor sanitation. And yet that's not necessarily what's happened. So what did you find?
Well, in some ways, it's the opposite of what's happened, although there are exceptions to the rule. What's happened is that there's a kind of a geographical patchwork. Places like India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, places like Vietnam and New Zealand have suffered comparatively few deaths. Nigeria is another example, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, and places like Belgium and Spain and Italy and the United States and the United Kingdom, where you have very mature healthcare systems, have suffered an enormous amount of deaths. I mean, if you look at, you know, typical diseases, malaria and typhoid, it's always, you know, low-income countries get badly hit and high-income countries are relatively spared. And in COVID, although that's not always the case, you know, there are exceptions to this, Peru being one of them, South Africa being one of them, it's as if the paradigm has been reversed. And so that's the mystery. Is it because these are younger countries by median age? Is it because they're underreporting their deaths? And that's the conundrum, the COVID conundrum.
Well, let me ask you about some of these theories, right? Because there are some thoughts about what might explain why the world seems kind of upside down in this regard. One, as you said, is that, well, maybe these countries are just underreporting their COVID deaths. And you report that that may be true and sometimes significantly in some places, but that doesn't fully account for the disparity in death tolls. But what about age, which you also mentioned? I mean, the median age in a country like India, for example, is much lower than in some of the European countries. I mean, could that be part of the explanation?
It could be part of the explanation, but it can't be the entire explanation. The simplest analogy that I can give you is Mexico. The median age in Mexico is nearly the same as the median age in India. And yet Mexico is really suffering the worst edge of COVID. And similarly in Peru and other places. So although places like Italy and Spain have almost one and a half times or twice the median age as India, so India being about 28, Italy and Spain being about 45, 46, it cannot be the only answer, because then how do you explain Mexico?
All right, let me run another idea by you then. What about government responses? Here in the U.S. and some other places, mask wearing, for example, became a political issue, and there's been some resistance to that, as well as social distancing. Maybe that was just less true in some other places. Could the government response account for the differences?
Certainly, we've seen that there have been places in the world where the government response has been extraordinarily tight. Quarantine was imposed early, and there was a widespread acquiescence to the government responses. I'll give you two examples, very different from each other. One would be New Zealand. It can quarantine more easily because it can monitor whoever's coming in and whoever's coming out. And New Zealand's done very well, to some extent, similarly for Australia. But take a country like Rwanda, much poorer, but also very strong government response, partly learned from previous pandemics. You know, I spoke to people who work in Rwanda, Bethany Hett being one of them from Harvard Medical School and Partners in Health. And she said that, you know, the Rwandan response was extraordinary. They did a lot of contact tracing. They did not make a political issue of mask wearing. And I mean, any day, this could change any day. A new strain could completely change the dynamics of this pandemic. But all of this said, these countries have done very well because of the concerted and spirited government response.
So some of these countries, as you say, had experience confronting past diseases. And I'm glad you brought that up, because Is it possible then that their citizens maybe had been exposed to a virus that was somewhat similar to COVID-19 in the past, and maybe they had built up some immunity in advance of this pandemic? What about that theory?
The evidence that we have is still, I would say, mixed. The surprising piece of evidence first emerged from Shane Crotty and Alessandro Setti's lab in La Jolla, where they found that patients who were not exposed to COVID-19, but were exposed potentially to other viruses, including other related coronaviruses, didn't have antibodies against COVID-19. You wouldn't expect them to. But they had T cells against epitopes or pieces of protein in COVID-19. That study has been replicated in multiple laboratories, that there is some prior immunity that is protecting people from the worst ravages of COVID-19. In other words, they get the infection, but the infection fatality rate, the number of people who die if you get an infection, regardless of the age, is much, much lower. And that's a fascinating idea, but it's really been underexplored because we need much more detailed studies to understand whether that idea is true or not.
So what I'm hearing, Dr. Mukherjee, are a bunch of partial answers or possible answers. Did you come away with a conclusion, a leading theory for you about why some countries are impacted so differently from others? And do you think that we'll ever know the answer with some certainty?
Well, there are two camps. One camp thinks that there will be, as we dig deeper, that there will be a unifying answer. And indeed, it might be true. But I belong to the second camp. I don't believe that there's going to be a single answer, but a patchwork of answers. And it cannot just be government response, because the government response in different countries was different. It can't just be the aid structure, because again, compare Mexico versus India. It can't be just human genetics, because Indians in the United Kingdom have been disproportionately affected than Indians in India. So there must be a patchwork of explanations, and we need to be humble about proposing single big answers to these major epidemiological questions, as opposed to proposing that every individual country may have had particular vulnerabilities that would explain why that country did well or badly in terms of COVID deaths.
And so the mystery continues. Dr. Siddhartha Mukherjee's piece trying to answer some of these questions is in this week's issue of The New Yorker. Dr. Mukherjee, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.